Do you understand? Let your mind expand. This is the God, man, that we have to do with. And when he looked at his guys and said, you can tell the mountain to move, it will, and nothing will be impossible to you. He was speaking from his own actual experience. It wasn't a metaphor. I mean, yeah, it works for us. But he was there. And when I saw that, I just sat there, first closed my eyes and watched for a minute and thought about how much more we should be seeing in the Spirit, how much more he has arisen on high. He is seated in the majestic majesty on the right hand of the Father. He's the same one that was there in the beginning with God, because he was God, because you can't separate the two. He was the Word, and that Word, that plan, that design was put into a body. God put himself in a body, and Jesus was born. I think some people really have trouble believing these things, first of all, because of the way we present it, and because we don't continue along in it, we don't allow him to reveal himself to us, which is exactly what John wrote in 1 John, was that third chapter, where he said that the more we see him, and that word again is horao, that's with the mind. What I'm describing to you, my testimony, my witness to you, is in that time spending in the Spirit, because I believe that's true. I saw him with my mind. What John said was, you will see him with your mind. And the more he is, and we've been through this so many times, the more he is made clear. The word is phanerao, okay? It's not revealed, that's apokalupto. This word is phanerao. It means to see clearly. The more clearly that we see him, we will, genomai, become like him, because we will see, again, harao, see him as he is. He doesn't have to appear to you physically. We weren't there around Galilee with him, but he said, you can come to know him, and he said, the Spirit will take all that is mine and reveal it to you, right? Okay, what I'm trying to describe to you at this moment is even past just a revelation. You can have a revelation of who Jesus is, but as you continue in that, as you believe what he says by acting on it, you can see him more and more clearly. And John, 1 John 3, wrote and said, if you do this, what'd I say? If you do this, if you follow this, you will become more like him, because you will be seeing him in your mind just as he is. And then all of that stuff starts becoming the idea of being one with Jesus. And, you know, like he said, 17th chapter of John, that night in the upper room, you know, Father, that we may be one. I and them and you and me, that we may be one together, in order that the world may see, the world may come to know your love because of them because of me in them. Because when they look at you, they should see him, right? Because he's living in you. And again, it's a faith thing. You're looking at something in your mind and other people can't see what's in your mind. I've described this event, this occurrence to you. You can receive it, but in order for you to receive it, you have to almost like hear the words, close your eyes and see it in your mind as well. But that's how these things work. Say how these things work. We're going somewhere, okay? I was reflecting on last Sunday when we took communion together, breaking the bread and drinking the wine and remembering the covenant. And I thought again, I do it so frequently now, and sharing it with you, Jesus said, I think it's Luke 10:22, Jesus said that this bread is my body, which is given, and the word in the Greek there is not for or to, the word in the Greek there is hooper, which is over. My body given over you. Not just to you, not just for you, but all of those things together given over you. And he took the cup and he said, this cup is my blood of the new covenant given over you. The blood initiating this new covenant. The covenant meal, historically, back into ancient times, the bread and the wine. This bread is my body. The blood is the life. Leviticus tells us the life is in the blood, right? And I was, again, thinking about that I shared with you. It's so, you can almost use the word fantastic. It's so far-fetched